And I'm convinced no matter who we're talking to and who you're appearing before, you'll come out of that picture way ahead.
Well, I look at it again. I don't agree with you. I don't think we ought to be going to anything with Miller. I don't think we ought to say that at all. I don't want to make that the reason, but I think that.
I've got
30 odd days, and they're going to be very key ones when you take out your Sundays. And first, I don't want to come into any religious group on the basis that they're all in danger and big backlash, and I'm going to lose them if I don't do it. I don't want to be that desperate.
Tell you what we were doing out here. If you're coming now, Mr. President, the PPA isn't going to, the Polish Alliance isn't going to be the big thing. Hell, we're going to have all the suburban towns out at the airport.
Well, now why don't we take a day of our own, though?
Just to get
away from there, make it a different either before theirs or.
We're going to do what you came in. We'll do anything you want. We're going to set up. And we'd have thousands of people and bands and a platform, and this would be at the airport. Then we're coming down and have 50, 75, or 100,000 people around the city hall.
Once you go on work, I'll call you back.
Then we were going to drop into the Polish thing, if that was going on across the street. Then we're going to go to a women's luncheon, which we'd have a couple of thousand women, the Democratic Women's Club of Cook County, which you would drop in. And then later on, we're setting up the Young Democrats for Jansen group later in the afternoon at a meeting. So this thing of the Polish thing was just another part of the journey out here.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, can't we do all of that on a separate day?
Sure, you can do it all on this Saturday. We could come in, we could have the whole thing for any day you say. We hope to bring in the state, and of course, that would be downstate. We got the 29th, 30th, and 31st. That's near the end. We hope you'll wind up there. That's Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, at which we will have a couple of million people, and we'll have this big parade and all on television. If that meets with your approval, we'll go down State Street and then over to McCormick Place and have probably 30, 40, 50,000 people around McCormick Place as well as inside. And you would be the only speaker.
That's wonderful. What I would like to do, my own feeling in the matter, my own thought, first, I don't like to get tied in with these nationalistic operations too much as a campaign operation anyway, because they expect you to make commitments that you either oughtn't to make, or if you do, you oughtn't to be doing it in a campaign. Another thing, I don't want them to be thinking that I'm a desperate man because a few polls are going to vote Republican. It seems to me the best thing to say to Rosemary is that we just can't make it on that day, and we thank you very much, and we're for you, and we've already told you how we feel about it, and we'll work with you, but let him have Miller and his Polish wife and whoever he wants to, because he's been double-crossing us. We've caught him. He says to us that he is not inviting anybody, and yet he's putting it in there to try to build this guy up as he's taking on the president, and he's letting Goldwater stay up in the cloud. I'd substitute any of them they want to, yeah.
There's some matters of extreme national importance, and I've designated Hubert to go out there. You've asked Hubert, and Hubert will take your place, and Hubert will take on Miller. Ignore it completely, because you know it's loaded with machinations and with intrigue and all of the things you say. But if you were to send Hubert out, Hubert would take care of Miller in pretty good shape. and then we could, even give Hubert a hell of a send-off too, both at the airport and these different places along the line. That's why I had it figured out. I was waiting for your decision that the emphasis wouldn't be on this Rosemary affair. You wouldn't come out just for Rosemary, because the other things, they would happen before this. The one out of the airport would happen when you come in the morning, and this would be a hell of a thing. The one around the city hall would happen before the Polish, and all of the things you were going to say would take place before you went into this meeting. Then after it, the great women's organization, we just got into this other thing, just a passing visit, as the late president did, and then we went to a great woman's affair, and then from the woman's affair to two or three other affairs.
All right, well, that may put a little different slant on it.
Yes, we never planned it. Planned for you to come out and just visit this Polish affair held. It isn't important enough for that. If you come out here and you decide we put a hell of an affair on out at the airport, this is early in the morning. We'll have a platform. You can speak to the people in the suburban areas. We plan on inviting those in from DuPage and Lake County and McHenry. That's all the north section of Illinois. And what your remarks would say would print in the afternoon papers. Then you'd come down to the city hall. Across from the city hall, we'd have a special platform and all the hoopla and all the people out there. And you'd speak again. You would have spoken two or three times before you get into this Polish affair. Then you go to the Polish affair, say what you want, spend a short time, we come out of there, and then we go to a big woman's affair, at which there'll be thousands of women, you and Mrs. Johnson, if she's coming with you, and then we have the young people for Johnson at a rally at the Prudential Building, so that the Polish thing is just one of another series of six or seven meetings that you would address that day.
All right, okay. I'll get with Hubert and see what his schedule is and get our people to look at it and tell them about the six, seven meetings, and then we'll get back to you.
Yeah. You don't come out here just for this. Yeah. I agree with you. I wouldn't just come out for this Polish thing at all. But if you were just spending one of your days, and in it you'd cover all the north section of Illinois. We'd get all those counties in, DuPage and Will and McHenry and Lake. And we get all our suburban people from the north side and from the north side of Chicago, and then down to, the other one I had, if you thought of it, was to stop out in Bill Dawson's district, which was 35th and South Park, and we'd have a big rally there.
Good.
In the afternoon.
Good. All right. That's good. I'll get them right on it, and we'll be back in touch with you.
All right.
Say, Dick.
Meeting, wait.